Don Lemon, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's here.
I say now is a time to talk about solutions. What is wrong with telling people to dress appropriately? Speak well, speak appropriately. Am I wrong here? What's going on?
From our Harlem, New York studios, Don Lemon, good morning.
I like the way you say, Tom, good morning, the way you used to say, in Harlem.
In Harlem.
I like that one. I like that one. I don't know if you've heard about it. I think everyone has heard about it. But if you haven't, I'm going to explain. If you're cooking breakfast, driving, or whatever, I just want you to give me your full attention. Because if you've just heard by watching TV or listening to the radio, you haven't heard all of what that New York police detective said to the Uber driver just the other day. It was all caught on tape. You've heard the PG version on television and the radio. This one will tick you off even more. First, I'm going to give you the backstory real quick. The detective was in an unmarked car, not in uniform, so an Uber driver didn't know he was a cop. The detective was reportedly trying to park his car in front of the Uber driver without using his turn signal. The Uber driver honked his horn and gestured to the detective that he should use his turn signal like everyone else has to. Well, apparently the officer didn't like being told he should play by the rules and pull the Uber driver over. Roll it.
Sir, you understand me?
Sir, I am not saying.
Do you understand me?
Yes, I understand.
Okay, so stop it with your mouth.
Okay.
Stop it with your, for what, sir? For okay. what, sir?
Okay.
Stop it with that b****.
Okay.
And realize the three vehicle and traffic law violations you committed.
Okay.
Okay? Do you understand me?
Yes, I
don't know what planet you think you're on right now.
I'm not planning, sir. I'm here.
Planning? I said planet.
I said planet. I'm not any planet.
So that slam you hear at the end?
Yeah.
The sound you hear, that's the detective slamming the driver's door so hard that he almost broke the window in the door. It shook the car with the driver and two passengers inside. So after slamming the door, the detective walks away just for a moment. The passengers in the back seat advise the driver not to say anything else because the officer was being a jerk. A few seconds go by, the cop returns.
Pull over 5 feet. Do you understand me? Pull over.
Right? So then he walks away again. He goes back to his car, I guess to check the guy's driver's license or whatever. One of the passengers informs the driver that he is recording it all and he's going to email him the video to help him out. Then the cop returns.
Now let me tell you something. The next time you do it again,
okay.
You're getting your... Okay, what? You going to let me f***ing finish?
Sir,
stop interrupting me.
Okay. Apologize. I'm sorry.
Well, who do you think you're talking to here?
I'm not saying nothing.
Every time I open my mouth, you have something to say. When you're driving up my ass, when I'm trying to park the car, and then you have to do something with your hands.
Sir, I just say...
I don't care what you have to say.
Okay.
Do you understand that?
Yeah, I understand.
People are allowed to park in this car, park their cars on the side of the street without your interference.
Okay,
and then your opinion about what's going on.
Okay?
Apologies. Especially when the person you're doing it to are the police.
Yes. Then he goes on to ask the driver how long he's been in the country and where he's from, and then this.
The only reason you're not in handcuffs going to jail and getting summonses in the precinct is because I have things to do.
Okay.
That's the only reason that's not happening. Because this isn't important enough for me. You're not important enough.
Well, that guy was important enough that Detective Patrick Cherry, who, by the way, is with the Joint Terrorism Task Force, has been put on modified assignment, and the department is now investigating. The question is he important enough not to get fired? Should he be fired? What do you think?
Well, it just shows you how the temperature of everybody is. Everybody's so angry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they absolutely
even the cops. I mean, everybody's just
but the
they're
question
angry.
Is the question is, Sherry. Ooh. Do you think he should be fired?
I don't think so. I think
Sybil?
He should be suspended.
I agree with Sherry. I don't know that he should be fired, Tom, but certainly I think that he should be suspended and undergo some sort of counseling.
Anger management.
Yeah.
Undergo the anger management. He should be fired.
We are so quick to fire people. We are so quick.
And Tom, he didn't, like these other guys who haven't been indicted or anything, who have killed people. I don't think that that requires you to fire him, but certainly to be made an example of.
Thank you. Can people have
and
a
the
bad
example
day
is and to fire him. That's
no,
the example.
So you're going to take away his livelihood. Oh, come on. Really?
No. I'm not saying that he should be fired. I don't know. But every time I listen to it over and over,
it's disturbing.
It makes me angrier and angrier because
it is very disturbing.
This isn't a bad day. We've all had bad days.
And that's not, something. That's not the first time he's done it, and that's not going to be the last time he's done it. Yeah. So far.
How do you know? Okay, you're making assumptions here.
I am making an assumption. Yes.
Does he have this in his file that he's done this before?
He has an incident in his past. I'm not exactly sure what that incident is. I haven't.
And I know the police union will protect him. But you asked me, do I think he should be fired? And I told you, yes, I do.
And where does it stand now, Don?
It stands he's been put on modified leave. And
what's that mean?
An investigation.
Yeah,
I mean, modified work duty, I should say. That means he's probably sitting behind the desk somewhere.
And simply, if you want to make somebody an example, fire him.
Well,
suspending him doesn't make an example out of him. So
how you suspend without pay? It does.
All right, listen to this. We all have bad days. You say one smart thing to somebody, maybe
we're not
two
the police.
Things. All right, and you,
we're
but
not
we,
the
and we're
police.
Not carrying guns. And then we
we're
say,
not carrying
you know what?
Guns.
Maybe I shouldn't have said that. But he said 20 bad things, and then he went away and came back.
He's the police.
He said he was
we
having
all
a bad
have
day.
Bad days, but we're not the police. The police have to. They don't have bad days like this. You can't. You're
it's
not
a
supposed
standard.
To.
It's a different.
Yes, it is a different standard.
Don, is it
you
true
asked me,
that,
I told you.
That this is the someone just texts in that this is the 13th investigation into this cop?
Yes, he has.
Okay, there you go. Fire him. 26.
Okay, 13th investigation.
Okay, fire.
26
fire.
Past the hour.